Happy Monday, everybody, and welcome to a brand new week of story time. Today was a unique day in that my caregiver had the day off because of weather circumstances related to the Christmas holiday here in Michigan, where I am. It was a little bit wild, or we had a lot of snow come in, so we weren't able to have a Christmas celebration with the extended family on Christmas Day. I, you know, actually obviously spent a little bit of time with Mom and Dad on Christmas Day, which would have been yesterday as I record this, because, you know, it's the first day of a new week, and it's December 26th. It's evening as I record this episode of the podcast. I had my niece and my nephew and my sister and brother-in-law come up to have a sort of belated Christmas celebration, because we weren't actually able to get together on the actual Christmas Day yesterday because of the weather. It was a little worse in Grand Rapids, worse for the weather than it was here. And rather than, you know, make their way up, we figured it would be safer for Heather and Devin and Grace and Scott to come up a day after everything came in. The storm and stuff has, and the weather forecast itself has settled down, and we got together this afternoon and had a Christmas celebration. I was blessed enough to get quite a bit of money in Amazon credit for Christmas from Santa and a family. So, you know, and an Amazon gift card is something you can spend about 7 ways before you decide to officially spend it on something. So I'm not going to say how much, but I got quite a bit of Amazon credit, and I'm gonna be blessed in a very cool way with it. Not exactly sure how I'm gonna spend it yet, but I'm pretty fortunate dude to say that Amazon credit is the way it is. You know what I was blessed with, and gonna be able to shop for whatever I, you know, desire to add to my life or to the house too. I'm not quite sure what it'll be yet, but I'm pretty blessed, and I'm very fortunate that Santa brought me what he did through the elves that are my family. You know, my sister and my niece and nephew, so, and my cousin and my Aunt Judy, and my cousin Jeff. I'm a pretty blessed guy. It was a pretty cool holiday. Hope you had a wonderful holiday. I know the holidays are rough for some folks, because there's a lot of sad memories for some of you. I hope you at least were able to reflect on positivity and joy and good memories, and stay close with your family this year, and stay close to the memories of your family, and just reflect on really blessed and good holiday times. It was a pretty awesome holiday for myself. I don't know that I've said this yet, but over the next few days, I've got another video game system coming in, because I decided to upgrade my current one. And I've got my fingers crossed, and I'm praying this one works out really well, because it's wireless, and it's, you know, it's a more organized system. There's so many pluses, so I'm hoping that the system itself will be a great addition. If not, you know, I'll keep what I currently have, but it'd be nice to upgrade it and have more wireless control and a more organized system. So hopefully this one will be better if I can get it to, you know, be a bonus and be a extra awesome thing that way. So that's what I've got coming from Amazon. But Amazon, due to the weather that we just basically talked about, has been closed in Michigan for a lot of the stores have been closed in Michigan based on the weather for the last couple of days. So hopefully those will open up and a lot of people, not just myself, but a lot of people will be able to get what they order or get some orders, having them come in and stuff once Amazon opens back up. Yeah, it's closed right now, but hopefully it'll be open soon because the weather is, you know, going to, the flow is going to change and it's going to start to warm up a little bit here. And so we won't have the, you know, the weather circumstances that we have had over the past few days here. And things will turn to semi-normal before they get cold again. We just have had some really cold days over the past few ones. And it's just a blessing to know that that's changing soon. So, yep. Hopefully, weather-wise, things will get back to normal, meaning Amazon will get back to normal, which will allow a whole bunch of packages for a whole bunch of people to, you know, get where they need to go. Not just myself, but a whole bunch of other people here in Michigan. So, there's that. Weather patterns are, you know, still wintry, but returning to semi-normalcy now, hopefully. So, that'll be a blessing for a whole bunch of people. All right, everybody. Merry belated Christmas. I'll say it that way. I didn't record over the holiday break on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day because it was a weekend. As you know, I don't record on the weekends. Be blessed, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow, okay? Be safe, everybody. Love you all. Happy Tuesday, friends. Hope this podcast finds you well, or this segment of the podcast finds you well. It is Tuesday, the day after my family, at least, celebrated Christmas. As I told you yesterday, we had to celebrate a Christmas. We had to celebrate Christmas a day later because of the weather here in Michigan. But we had a good and safe and fun holiday season. If you want to hear about that, listen to the previous segment. But if you're listening to this podcast in succession, you would have already done that, likely. Unless you possibly maybe pick and choose your podcast segments for the week. Because each and every podcast segment has a different title, a different story. And I suppose it's possible, rather than listening to the whole episode, that you might pick and choose your segments. Though I would strongly encourage you as a content creator and producer that I've got some good stuff, and I put a lot of time into this, so please check out the whole episode. It's really well worth it, and it's a good listen. But anyway, I digress. We had a good holiday celebration with my niece and my nephew and my sister and my mom and dad and my brother-in-law yesterday. It was a good day all around. And the thing of it is I've sort of retrained myself during this Christmas break. We know that our assistive devices around the house, or shall I call her my assistant, my electronic assistant, we know that we can wake up with an alarm, but over the past few days I've gotten to the point where I've retrained my brain to wake up to gentle music, and that's been a lot less harsh to wake up to, I suppose, than your alarm noises. But when you start the day with John Williams, you can't really go wrong. Waking up with John Williams is a very peaceful and relaxing process, as opposed to a brash, straight up morning alarm. It just seems to be more pleasant in my experience. So I've gone back to doing that. I am excited because it's around this season, as you know, yesterday, that I got a whole bunch of Amazon gift cards, and I got a few ideas as to what I might do with those cards. Though nothing has been spent yet, and it is one of those deals where I could actually spend it with some ideas about a dozen times before I actually spend it. I've got a couple ideas. as you know, I also have ordered a update, or what will hopefully be an update to my video gaming life, because you all know that I have a Super Retrocade in the house as of now, but there's a couple things about that that I don't like. Mainly the one thing that being that it's not wireless, and the other that it's not very well organized. It has a ton of games, and I love it, but to know that my next system coming up in a few days here, and I'll keep you guys posted as to when it finally does get here, hasn't arrived yet. It's a little more organized because the games themselves are organized by system. The other thing that I've been really enjoying throughout the holiday, sorry, I'm kind of jumping around and being sporadic here, is I found a news station on YouTube in Idaho. It's called East Idaho News, and they have, I first found them because, you know, during this holiday season, which is now past us, there's a pretty pretty wealthy benefactor in the area, and he does a lot of things for the community in providing presents and gifts for people in need for the sake of Secret Santa. And also there's Ashley Home Furniture in Idaho has this thing with the East Idaho News where they provide gift cards for various people in the community doing, you know, acts of kindness or selfless deeds or really good things in the city of, in the area of East Idaho. East Idaho and the surrounding areas, really. And that's really been fun to watch. And then, of course, this past weekend, I did get a chance to see the third episode of season 3 of The Chosen. I'm really enjoying that series and seeing where it's going. I can't wait to get the next episode this coming Sunday and find out what how it evolves, cinematically speaking. I know the Gospels quite well, and I've studied Scripture for quite some time, and to see them adapted for screen and to see the life and journey of Jesus and those who follow him in such a unique way on screen has been a joy, and I hope it will continue to be a joy as more seasons develop and things come to together. I also had a chance for the first time this weekend, and I figured this was a really good time since it is the Christmas season, or it was Christmas Eve, actually when I, no, was it Christmas Eve? It was Christmas Day. I actually decided to watch it. I watched the nativity version of the chosen version of the nativity story and in the birth of Jesus. And so I hadn't had a chance to see that yet, but I watched it. It was quite good. All right, everybody. I'm basically waiting on some packages in the midst of just having had a really great Christmas with family and friends and loved ones. I hope you have a great day. I hope you remain safe throughout the remainder of the holiday season. And I'll talk to you again tomorrow. Until then, be blessed, and I'll talk to you again soon. Okay? All right, everybody. Talk to you later. Good morning, friends. Happy Wednesday. I think I finally reached a point where the product that I ordered before Christmas, but then the storm came where we had to deal with the snow for several days, or the storm that didn't, was cold. And we did get quite a bit of snow, but we didn't get as much as we thought we were going to get, I don't think. Right? It was still crazy, and we still did get snow, but it wasn't as crazy as we thought it might be. Anyway, my video game system, to hopefully
if all goes well, knock on wood, update or upgrade my current one. Which, you know, I like the Super Retrocade, but if the system works out, it's going to be probably better. Probably better. Because it's going to be organized by system. It's going to be wireless. If this system works out, I'm going to totally dig it because it's going to be cool. Going to be cool. So, you know, I really got my fingers crossed. It's going to come in tomorrow. It won't be in today, but it will be in tomorrow, according to Amazon. It might arrive today, but I doubt it, because it's supposed to be in tomorrow by 9 p.m. And I had a feeling it was going to come in Thursday, not Wednesday, because it was supposed to be in today, but when they said that, before it changed, before the shipping thing changed, it hadn't even shipped yet. And Amazon is finally open now, back in business, it appears. The factories are finally open. They closed a couple of the factories out my way because of the fact that the weather was the way it was. And it was so interesting and wintry, and a lot of stuff was shut down because of the amount of snow coming in and the storm. So my new video game system should be in by tomorrow, which I'm really excited about, because not only does this have, hopefully, the games that are on the system I had before, but it's organized, so I don't have to worry about, you know, running into Game Boy games, and I don't have to, all that. But anyway, there are even more games and more systems than there were before. The most advanced system I'll probably play on there, if I can get my hands on it, works correctly, which is something I'm really hoping for, is there are several PlayStation games on there, PlayStation 1. So I might play a few N64 games, but I've heard you got to kind of choose the emulator carefully and figure out, going to the emulator system and figure out where that lines up and what that is. What the best emulator system is for that. We'll find out. There is a couple different channels I watch that are a good source for these systems. Once you finally boot them up and you learn about them. I'm just crossing my fingers that it really works. Because the system is wireless. Plus, as I say, the games are organized better, and I'm really anxious to see what it actually looks like and how it functions. Because it just seems like a better organized system, and a fancier looking system. More polished looking. Yeah, it's going to be cool. I just hope the thing works. Because if it doesn't work, we're going to have a problem. But if it does work, this is more so what I've wanted all the way along than the other stuff. Yeah. I've spent some of my Amazon credit, and I got season 5 of Fire, season 4 of PD, and season 2 of Mad. So for my I was about to say my YouTube collection, but my Voodoo collection. So I've added to that. But as I say, it was a gift because I got it with an Amazon credit, right? And I still have some money left over. So it's going to be cool that way, too, for that. Just want to give you guys like a post-Christmas holiday update and let you know that the video game system is there or is on its way. It'll be here tomorrow. Can't wait to try it and see if it's going to be functional and if it works. I really hope so. I really, really hope so. Hope the Super Console X3 is a different story than the last Super Console X I got. I can keep it around and it's functional and it'll work. Yeah. All right, everybody. Grace and peace. I'll talk to you again soon. Until then, be well. Love you all.
Friends, happy Thursday. It is evening as I record this episode of Storytime, and man, do I have a positive and joyous story. Friends, I am a retro game nerd. Over the past several months, I've become a retro game nerd. Because, as you know, I recently picked up the Super Retrocade, but there's a particular system that I found on Amazon that I've had my eye on for several months now that I was a little hesitant to pick up because I tried to pick up an earlier model of the particular system I'm talking about, but the first model that I got wasn't functional, didn't work well, so I was realizing that I was taking another gamble with a newer version of this particular console. And I think I am highly pleased. I can tell you that this version works a lot better. It's a lot more streamlined, a lot more cleaned up. There's a lot more bang for your buck, meaning there's more content in it. It's more organized content. There's wireless controllers. It's easier to search through, and it's all around just an easier system to navigate and work with, and it's much more of what I envisioned. Even though the Super Retrocade served me well for as long as I had it, and I enjoyed playing with it, and there were games there that I really dug. You know, the games that I truly wanted to play were there, and they were available, and it was a nice system, but one of the major setbacks of the system after I got it was I realized that it wasn't functional with wireless controllers, and the controllers themselves on the Super Retrocade, that was a nice little system for like $64 or whatever, you know. It's a nice little system for less than $63, and you know, doing what I did to it to like juice it up and add to it, it was cool. And it served me well, but it was time to upgrade systems, and I had my eye on this particular set. You can get it on Amazon. It's really cool. There are various consoles you can get on Amazon. Like, just search retro consoles on Amazon, and you'll find something that will most likely positively lead you to a great direction, and lead you in a great direction. I would just say to you, exercise caution and read reviews. That's the best way to go about something like that, you know. Best way to go about it. Anyway, after testing this system for less than 24 hours, I will say I'm highly appreciative of it. It's organized, it makes sense, it's streamlined, it's clean, it looks good. I'm highly impressed with it. Alright, everybody. I'm gonna go enjoy it more. But in the meantime, have yourself a wonderful evening, and I'll talk to you again either tomorrow morning, tomorrow afternoon, or maybe tomorrow evening again. I don't know when I'm going to get back behind the phone mic and tell you another story, but I do know it will be at some point tomorrow. All right, everybody. In the meantime, may grace, peace, and love be with you always. I'll talk to you again soon. Chat tomorrow, okay? Grace and peace.
Good morning, friends. I hope you are well. hope you're feeling good. Yesterday, at least I believe it was yesterday, I don't recall, I briefly mentioned my new video game system that I got from Santa. And man, the more I explore with it, the more I just like totally dig it. It's just awesome. Just awesome. They've got a ton of arcade options on it, which is initially what I was hoping for. I was telling my nephew yesterday, and I don't know if he's gotten the message yet, but this system that I upgraded to for Christmas, this makes my previous system look like my previous system was in kindergarten. There's so much with this. And I totally dig it. Excuse the gas. My apologies. My friends. This system is akin to more what I wanted in the first place. I didn't realize the cords for the Super Retro Kid were going to be as long as they are. Who these days wants a 10-foot wired remote controller? Especially in such a small space that I have with the room itself. You know, who wants to do with that? Yeah. It's pretty insane. But I tell you what, it was an awesome surprise to get this system. It really was. There's so much more to explore. Tonight, I'm probably going to be checking out the Super Nintendo end of it, because I want to take a deep dive into that. I have tested a few games, and most of the games that I had on my previous system are, in fact, I think it might be all there. From what I can tell, I haven't seen a game that I've looked for and I haven't been able to find it. But yeah, I'm definitely gonna check and see. Alright, everybody. Happy Friday. Have yourself a wonderful weekend, and we'll talk about more things in video games next week. But I'm just talking about it because I'm like super excited now, because this is more comparable to the home video game plus arcade experience that I was hoping to, you know, get with the Super Arcade the first time. And the Super Retrocade worked well in the season that I had it. But I'm donating that one and moving on. Probably going to give that one to Goodwill. Probably going to give the Super Retrocade to Goodwill and just keep this one, because it's head and shoulders above it, you know? So, it's really good stuff. Really good stuff. Alright, everybody. Grace and peace. I love you all. Talk to you soon.